From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups say as many as 2,000 civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, including many who had been wounded. Convoys of ambulances and green buses pulled away from the city, which civil war has turned into a ruin. Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let the civilians leave. President Bashar al-Assad said Thursday history would be made with what he referred to as the liberation of Aleppo. But U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Powers, thinks differently.
Denying or obfuscating the facts, as you will do today, saying up is down, black is white, will not absolve you. To the Assad regime, Russia, and Iran, your forces and proxies are carrying out these crimes. Your barrel bombs and mortars and airstrikes have allowed the militia in Aleppo to encircle tens of thousands of civilians in your ever-tightening noose.
Samantha Power. South Korean opposition leader Moon Jae-in said Thursday he intends to run for president if Park Geun-hye's impeachment is upheld in court. He promised to modify some of Ms. Park's hardline policies on North Korea. Moon Jae-in spoke to journalists at the Seoul Foreign Correspondents Club, saying it would be his great honor to run as a candidate in the next presidential election. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Japan for 2 days of talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe says he hopes to make progress on resolving the fate of four islands off Japan's northern coast, known as the Northern Territories in Japan, the Southern Kuriles in Russia. This is VOA News.